Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Good morning, Christian. It's Martin Clunes.
Martin, good morning.
From Dorset.
Thank you very much for giving us a call.
Thanks for receiving it.
This is very early. I mean, Stephen Dennis is calling from Australia where it's in the afternoon, but it's early.
We're quite early in the country.
Of course you did. I've
got four dogs
you?
Lobbying me for breakfast.
Oh, I see. Right. And so you fed the dogs, then gave us a call.
I gave you a call, then I fed the dogs in the waiting period.
Oh, right, OK. You're very productive, aren't you?
Yes, I like to stack my tasks.
Now, who has asked you to give us a call? How have you found out about it?
I found out because I have an involvement with doing adverts for Wix, but also the parents of one of the children who go to the Fortune Centre for Riding Therapy in the New Forest, who lives in London, called and said, get your celebrity patron to call Christian. So I am.
That's amazing. We are sponsored by Wix. And are you the new voiceover man?
I'm sponsored by Wix too, yes.
Martin, their hand reaches everywhere, even down to Bridport.
Pardon?
Even down to Bridport, the mighty hand of Wix. You'll be doing a store opening at Bridport, honestly, by the end of the year. We'll be there with you. And imagine you're stood right now in the dressing gown on beautiful Wix tiles in your kitchen.
With a roller in my hand.
Yes, that's right.
Ready to start the day.
A bit of paint on the dog's nose. I can see the TV advert now. Listen, thank you very much for calling the show. And
it's a pleasure.
Doc Martin's back on. It's about Series 90, isn't it now?
Yes, Series 91.
Yes.
Yes, and it's, it's doing well, thank you.
Do you still enjoy doing it?
Yeah, I love it. It's down in Cornwall. Keeps me out of London. We never come to London for any of it.
Do you not miss London at all now? Are you happy with life down there? I mean, it's lovely
really
down in Bridport.
I'm happy with life. I do. I mean, I always have a relationship with London, and I come up, you know, once a fortnight or something, and it's very enjoyable. I've stopped driving there, though. It's a nightmare, isn't it?
It's awful. London does not want anyone driving on the streets of
no,
London. It's crystal
does
clear.
It? No.
No, it's very stressful.
But, no, I love London. I was born there, you know.
Now, I have some questions for you. This is quite a hard question.
Oh, no.
Stephen Dennis left you this question. Is there a light shining on the dark side of the moon?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's
Suddenly it's like we're talking to Professor Brian Cox.
Yeah, because you see what your Australian, whatever, was he a footballer? What he doesn't realise is that there's all kinds of different lights. We're only used to light from the sun, but the dark side of the moon is beautifully illuminated by some of the lights given off by some of the lesser fancy planets.
Great answer.
Great.
Thank you
bad,
very much.
It?
No, it's very good this time. I'm happy with that. Martin, what's the question for whoever calls next from yourself?
Well, I was going to say, what's your favourite colour? But then I thought, what animal would they have a meaningful and fair working relationship with, given the choice?
Well, this is very interesting. Now, as a person who has two dogs himself, what do you mean by fair? Because I think the relationship at the moment with my dogs is perfect. They can't talk. And I think if they could, it would ruin our relationship. I think that they'd actually be possibly quite boring. And I think this is why they are man's best friend, is they don't talk to us. And I think this is why it works perfectly. There's a silent sort of unrequited love. If they start to challenge me, like, are you going out all day again? I don't think it'd be... So how would you define a fair relationship with dogs?
Well, one where we don't abuse the advantages we have as humans over the animals. One where they're fairly coerced and treated well.
So would you say that if I took my dog out for pizza, that might readdress the balance?
I've obviously unlocked some sort of feelings of guilt you have with your dog.
No, I don't.
Which I think it's good that you've got this opportunity to talk about.
So what animal would it be for you?
I'm pretty bonkers about the horses. Oh, no, I like the dogs too. Oh, hello. That's right, yeah.
There we go.
Hold
Martin,
up, hang on.
He's trying to talk to us.
No, they've seen a rabbit. And if you listen really hard, you'll hear the pop as the rabbit's head comes off.
Well, that's not a very fair relationship, is it? I mean, he loves his ponies, but you show him a rabbit, Clunes will just eat its head off. He's like Ozzy Osbourne.
I didn't invite it into my garden, did I? Well, we did have some nervous guinea pigs for a while, but we had them for about a year, but it just seemed really cruel. predators pushing their noses up against the cage daily while these things lived in terror.
So what did you do with the nervous guinea pigs?
We gave them to a girl in London.
Well, that'd chill them out.
They didn't have a dog. Oh, look, they're all going off now.
Is it really a rabbit?
It's usually a rabbit, but then one barks and the other, they all bark, don't they?
Yeah, they're like Carl Arms. Martin and I could talk about dogs all day. Well, listen, Martin, thank you so much for giving us a call.
I couldn't tell you about the charity, the Fortune Centre for Riding Therapy.
Yeah, down there in New Forest. Here, off you go. It's all yours.
It's absolutely glorious. It gives young people who have struggle in normal schools or struggle a bit with life, it gives them a chance to live on their own. It teaches them a set of skills by dealing with the horses, that they learn to care for themselves. And, you know, if you're not careful with the horse, it'll kill you. So they learn about being careful and about danger and about hygiene, because horses need to be cared for and all of that. And they, you know, hey presto, before they knew it, they're applying all the skills that they've learned in managing the horses to themselves. And they have a fantastic strike rate. And I love it because it's such an imaginative... It's when you see thin people, give them food, you know, that's easy. But this is such an imaginative charity that it'll just take care of those people and give them the tiniest of chance in life and their parents.
And what's the name of it again, Martin?
It's the Fortune Centre for Riding Therapy. They're in the New Forest. It's a residential course. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it is down there, and then New Forest is great. Well, that sounds like a very worthwhile cause, and good for you for talking so passionately about it, Martin.
That's my pleasure.
Thank you very much for giving us a call, OK? Good luck
All
trying
right.
to get that
Thanks
rabbit.
For having me. See ya.
Pleasure, Martin. Thank you very much.
See you in a week. Bye-bye.